a better start at least tonight in terms of offense and shooting the ball well. Were you getting better shots than in the first couple of games, or what led to that at least?
I'm not sure I can answer that just right off the top of my head without watching the film. It felt like they were the same shots, and it felt like in the second quarter or second half, at least that stretch there in the third quarter, we were getting the same shots that we got in the first half. And I mean, I remember Marcus rattled a three in and out, and then Jalen Bland rattled one in from the exact same spot, the right corner. I think they were just within a couple of possessions. Somebody else had a wide open one in the slot. You know, I mean, we were creating the same shots, and if a couple of those go in, do they play us differently? Does it give our guys a different sense of confidence? I'm not really sure. I just know it came in it seemed like about maybe a 3 to 4 minute span somewhere in there.
Yeah. Marcus had 9 turnovers tonight, and especially I think third, fourth quarter, him and Jermaine Taylor kind of got picked up the top of the key a little bit. Is there anything you can do to kind of prevent those turnovers? Is it just ball handling drills? Is it communication? What is it?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we do those things, and look, some of it is I'm going to give Askia Booker and Elijah and whoever else they had out there some credit. They're very good defenders, and they got up and pressured us. We're going to have to get, to the chalkboard and drawing board, whatever, and, look at it and see, is it a systemic issue? Is there something we can do differently? Is there something those guys can do? And, maybe fatigue was part of it. Marcus played 44 minutes, I don't know. I'll have to look at the film to, be completely sure. I'm always cautious of making just comments off the cuff until I've taken a look at it.
What's your impression of the home crowd first home game?
I'll be honest with you. Once the game started, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
It seemed like they were into it, but I don't know how many seats were empty, full. I have no idea. I know we had 10 full seats on the bench, and that's sort of
that's all what you were looking
about,
at.
Yeah.
How did you feel about your offensive execution and then your ball movement?
Well, early on, actually, I was really pleased with the offensive execution and the ball movement. The entire first half, actually. And then that stretch in the third, including the stretch in the third quarter, where we missed the shots that I mentioned earlier. Then we went to a lineup we've never practiced. We had 5 guards out there. And then I thought we just fatigue, and then we weren't good, but we did it. The guys did a really good job on our ATO plays. We're a big ATO team, and I thought we did a really good job with that early on, got open shots. Not all of them went in, but guys did what they were supposed to do. And then I think once we got fatigued and we sort of came out of that stretch where we had the small lineup in, we never really got back in sync. And I thought one thing that was a factor was DeShonte Riley played his butt off, and I think he was a plus 10. He was the only guy who was a plus, but he had 4 fouls, and my intention was to go back to him. And then all of a sudden they had all those guards out there, and it wasn't an ideal situation for DeShonte. So that played into why he didn't get back in the game. But I thought the 4 fouls, because he really impacted the game, I was really proud of him.
With his great defensive production, will that boost minutes for him moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. The only reason I took him out was the 4 fouls, and then Henry was in, I would say, what you'd call, yellow foul trouble. You know what I mean? If you go green, yellow, red, he was in yellow. So it was. I didn't want then get DeShonte another one, and then that small lineup happened, and I didn't play him as many minutes as I would have hoped. So. I'm going to talk to him about that. He did a tremendous job. Like I said, he did everything I asked. I'm really proud of the kid.
Saw Quincy reaching for his hand a little bit. Is he okay?
Who's that?
Quincy.
Yeah, I mean, it's sore and it gets hit, and they're a physical team, and it's going to be sore. But I don't think it's anything that we have to worry about. It's just the nature of coming back from an injury that's sensitive. Okay. All right. Thanks, fellas.